Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast Taste of Britain. This week I'd like to share with you a love letter written by an English soldier to his girlfriend during the World War II. 最近我在 BBC Radio 4频道发现了一个特别浪漫感人的爱情广播剧，它的名字叫做 My Dear BC。这个 drama 其实是改编自英国一对情侣 Chris and BC， 他们两个在二战时互通的500多封信件。Chris 是一名参战的士兵，他跟随着军队在北非作战，而 BC 呢，则是一位在伦敦工作的 Morse Code Interpreter， 摩尔斯电码译员。这500多封信件讲述了在那个战争的年代，一段两人相互怀念却又怀揣不安的爱情。这部广播剧的男女主人公分别是由英剧 Sherlock Holmes 中福尔摩斯和莫莉的扮演者 Benedict and Louis 配音。感觉节目组真的是很用心，因为这两位同样也是一对能勾起人无限遐想的 CP 组。因为考虑到最终的效果，所以广播剧中所朗读的信件大多数都是有所删减的。而今天呢，我想给大家分享的是一封完整的 Chris 写给 DC 的信。这同样也是在这500多封当中比较能够真实地体现出 Chris 对于 BC 深沉感情的一封。29th of January, 1945. My dearest one, I've just heard the news that all the army men taken POW are to return to their homes. Because of the shipping situation, we may not commence to go before the end of February, but can probably count on being in England sometime in March. It may be sooner. It has made me very warm inside. It is terrific, wonderful, shattering.I don't know what to say and I cannot think. The delay is nothing. The decision is everything. Now I'm confirming in my head the little decision I've made when contemplating just the possibility. I must spend the first days at home. I must see Deb and her mother. I must consider giving a party somewhere. Above all, I must be with you. I must warm you, surround you, love you,and be kind to you. Tell me anything that in your mind, read tomes and tomes and tomes, and plan over time. I would prefer not to get married, but want you to agree on the point. In the battle, I was afraid. For you, for my mother, for myself. Wait, we must, my love and my darling. Let us meet, let us be, let us know.But do not let us now make any mistakes. I'm anxious, very anxious, that you should not misunderstand what I've said. See what to think, but please agree. And remember, I was afraid, and I'm still afraid. How good for us to see each other before I'm completely bald.I have some fine little wisp of hair on the top of my head. I love you, Chris. 。Okay, that's a letter from Chris to BC.Now we're going to look at some points in this letter that we should pay attention to. 首先就是在第一行出现的三个大写字母 POW. 这三个字母呢 stands for Prisoner of War, 也就是战俘的意思。那在 POW 这三个字母后面出现的一个表达叫做 be to do something, are to return to their homes.Be to do something 在英文中呢表示按照计划或者安排将要发生什么事，所以在原文当中呢，这句话的意思就是说按照计划他们这些士兵可以回家了。 Because of the shipping situation, we may not commence to go. Commence to do something or commence doing something, 就是说开始做什么的意思， 所以 commence 呢它其实是 begin 的一个近义词，在这里呢它的意思和 begin 很像。 OK, next we have a very common expression. It has made me very warm inside. Here, what makes Chris warm inside is a news, a message from the army. But it can also be a concrete thing, for example, a present you receive on your birthday party. 接下来呢 Chris 形容这个消息说它是It is terrific, wonderful, shattering. Terrific 的意思就是 very good, wonderful 也是 very good. Shattering 的意思就比较严重了，它表示这样的一个消息呢，可以 break something into pieces, 把什么什么东西打碎，也就是这个消息是很具有毁灭性的，很具有杀伤力的。所以虽然说 shattering 经常出现在一些比较消极的语境当中，比如说这个经历或者是这场灾难真的是特别的 shattering, 特别的令人惊悚。但在这里 Chris 其实就想表示这个消息实在是太好了，所以用那种 positive words 已经没有办法表现出它的好，就用了一个这样子感觉是让人惊骇的一个词语。也可以从侧面的表现出来这个消息是 Chris根本就没有想象得到的，所以是 unexpected to happen。接下来呢我们看到有一个动词，它叫做 contemplate, 它出现在原文当中的 the decisions I have made when contemplating just the possibility。 contemplate 作为动词有两个意思，第一个意思呢是凝视，比如我们可以说 he contemplated his image in the mirrors,他凝视着镜子中的自己。第二个意思呢是沉思，深入的思考。比如我们可以说 She couldn't even begin to contemplate the future. 在这里 contemplate 是作为及物动词，同样 contemplate 可以作为不及物动词单独出现。比如 She sat silently contemplating. 她静静地坐在那里思索。接下来出现的一个表达呢叫做 the first days, 注意在这里 days 是加了 s, 是它的复数形式。那 the first day 我们都知道是第一天， the first days 意思是最开始的几天里，其实相当于是 the first few days, 那在这里 few 是被省略的。接下来呢在这封信里 Chris 说到，有的时候在战场上我会感到很害怕，In the battle, I was afraid. 因为你，因为我妈妈，也因为我自己。Wait, we must, my love and my darling. Wait, we must 是一个倒装句，在这里我们可以看到作为动词的 wait 被提放在了主语 wait 的前面。那么对于倒装句的使用，很多时候呢都是由于作者想要强调句子当中的某一部分，从而把这部分提前。比如说呢，这里 Chris 就想向 BC 表达的是，我们现在还不能结婚，因为呢，他不能确定自己最后还能不能活着回来，所以 Chris 不想让 BC 承担变成寡妇的风险。所以在这里，他最想强调的一个信息就是 wait we must, until I'm free from the war. 那么在说完这个比较严肃的话题以后呢，Chris 就以一个让全英国男人都无能为力的问题结束了这封信，希望他的那几根 fun little wisp of hair 没有在坐火车睡觉的时候被自己不小心蹭掉。 OK, that's all for today's content. Thanks for your listening, and please join me next time again. Good day.